Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, part of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, here are your hosts, Jason Bishop and Kip Branch.
We have an awesome sound of the week this week, and we'll get to it shortly. It's the Greenscapes, Landscapes, and Design sound of the week. It's Jeremy Pruitt from his press conference at Tennessee being announced as the new Volunteers head coach. This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We will take your calls today because, Kip, we have a wide open show as far as we don't have. We made the decision not to book any guests today, hoping that we might feel some decent phone calls.
I have a confession to make.
Uh-oh.
You kicked my butt in the picks last week.
The whole season, actually.
No, last week. You know, I'm one of these guys that comes in here every weekend. If you beat me, I'll just own up to it. I went 6-4 in my picks last week. I picked two upsets, Wisconsin and TCU, and they just didn't come through for me. And even Kennesaw won last week. They pulled the biggest upset in college football last weekend by beating Jacksonville State on the road. So congratulations. You kicked my butt last week.
I'm not the kind of guy to say I told you so. But if I was the kind of guy to say I told you so, this is where I would say I told you so. But since I'm not going to say I told you so, I won't say I told you so.
Gotcha.
Cool. This segment brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Advanced Rehab, Golden Isles Pharmacy, and by Jessup Furniture. Okay, before we jump in, I have been frothing at the mouth all week to play this on this show because I think, in my opinion, it is the best sound of the week that we've ever had. So, in case I need to get you caught up to speed, what this is Jeremy Pruitt at the press conference where he was announced as the Tennessee head coach, and he was talking about what he's going to do differently at Tennessee to change the culture. Here we go.
We have to coach everything with our guys. We're going to coach them how to go to class, how to introduce themselves. We're going to coach them where to sit in the classroom, how to take notes. We're going to coach them on the field. We're going to coach them in everything that they're going to do here at the university.
We're going to teach them how to go to class.
I mean, it's almost like he's coming in and taking over a high school program.
We're going to teach them how to introduce themselves.
Shake your hand. Hi, I'm Kip Branch. How are you, sir?
None of that has anything to do with winning on a football field, Jeremy Pruitt. Maybe, you know, you said before the show, maybe that's where Tennessee is they were having problems with kids going to class, so Jeremy Pruitt had to come out and say it publicly.
Well, what he's hitting at, and it's funny the way he said it, but what he's really hitting at is the discipline side of building a program. And that's where Tennessee's fallen off the cliffs in the last few years is there doesn't seem to be any discipline in that football program, and that's kind of what he's basically coming in and saying, hey, we're going to start from square one.
The Greenscapes, Landscape, and Design sound of the week. We're going to coach them on how to go to class.
And where to sit
in class. We
have
to coach everything with our guys. We're going to coach them how to go to class, how to introduce themselves. We're going to coach them where to sit in the classroom, how to take notes. We're going to coach them on the field. We're going to coach them in everything that they're going to do here at the university.
Everything.
Todd Kelly Jr., if I come by your class and you're not sitting in the front row, you're going to be running Neyland Stadium steps, son. Let's get it done.
What I find comical, stay with me here because this is one of my thoughts that sometimes you have to stay with me. Jeremy Pruitt, when he was at Florida State, there was a point where he was told, you're going to be our next head coach in waiting. Just stick it out. When and if the situation opens up, you're going to be our next head coach. Well, obviously that didn't happen. He moved on to Georgia. At Georgia, they pretty much told him, you're going to be our next head coach when and if the day comes that Mark Richt leaves. Well,
until he showed up at Mark Richt's house wanting to fight.
Yeah. So that didn't happen.
Over Brian Schottenheimer. Who?
He was let go.
Jeremy Pruitt wanted to bring in, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Jeremy Pruitt basically has been told a couple different times, you're going to be our next head coach, but then it hasn't happened, which tells me that nobody really wants to hire him as a head coach. So it's a perfect fit that the coach that nobody wants to hire gets the job at Tennessee for the program that no coach wants to take.
I think he's going to be successful there.
I think it's going to be a train wreck.
We'll see. Tennessee's got the resources to be successful, so you have to be an awful coach to go in there and not – you have to be an awful coach to go to Tennessee and go 0-8 in SEC. Well, that's where they are currently.
Hey, we're on Facebook Live, in case you're wondering. 912-275-7017. You can catch any of this show streaming on demand at thesouthernsportsedition.com. The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I don't think there's any way that a head coach that gets ticked off enough to go to the head coach, when he's a coordinator, to go to the head coach's house wanting to fight, I don't think there's any way that guy has the makeup to run a Division I Tennessee type program and be successful. It's not going to happen, Kip. I mean, how many times have I been wrong on this show?
Well, we're not going to get into that, but being wrong on this show, I mean, we kept track of that, we'd get kicked off the air. Is that a stat you really want to keep track of?
I told you, I've got a notebook at home.
Okay.
It's about that thick. And that's just from this year.
Hmm. Mm-mm-mm. Tennessee is a dumpster fire, and only the big orange Kool-Aid drinkers, and there are some Kool-Aid drinkers out there that love, you know, you love your little brand of Kool-Aid. If you're a Georgia fan, you love that red Kool-Aid and black Kool-Aid. You know, if you're a Brunswick High fan, you love the blue and gold, Glen Academy, the red and white. I mean, there's different varieties of Kool-Aid, and the big orange nation is serving up some orange Kool-Aid right now. Ooh. And they're trying to spin this thing. Jeremy Pruitt, let's be honest, he was about the eighth or ninth pick that they wanted, maybe even lower than that. But he's got the opportunity, and if he goes up there and turns this thing around, then kudos to him. He will have earned it, because that is a train wreck up there right now.
I just had some breaking news come across about the Tennessee job. That's our breaking news bit. The Tennessee job, Jeremy Pruitt, will be unsuccessful. Breaking news.
If he beats Vanderbilt next year, next year's a success. That means they will have won one SEC game. So, I mean, that's fake news right there.
One win.
Is an improvement.
Is an improvement.
One SEC win in Knoxville is an improvement next year.
Breaking news.
Breaking news, Roquan Smith got hosed out of the Bednarik Award on the College Football Awards show the other night.
Yeah. We're going to talk a little bit about the College Football Playoff next segment. It's going to be a good one, especially if you're a dog fan.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simon's. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwood Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles, but did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine master roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive.
That yard getting out of control, or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Greenscapes Landscape and Design is your answer. Pressure washing, irrigation, and full nursery with tons to choose from to make your yard pop. Swing on in to Greenscapes Landscapes and Design at 6743 New Jessup Highway or give them a ring at 912-602-0954. Greenscapes Landscape and Design, your landscaping solution. That's 912-602-0954.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com.
The Jason Bishop Show returns on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch. This segment brought to you by Catch 228, Port City Body Shop, Sea Ponds Coastal Realty, and Express Lube. And here we are, the weekend review.
And here we go. Baker Mayfield, TCU's defense isn't close to what you're going to see from Georgia. Are you ready? Giancarlo Stanton, Derek Jeter, to the death. Winner gets the Marlins. Deserving, Clemson. Deserving, Oklahoma. Deserving, Georgia. And then there is Alabama. Gus, good move. Don't leave Auburn for Arkansas, ever, for any reason. The head coach that no one wanted to the school that no one wanted to coach for. Jeremy Pruitt to Tennessee. Perfect. Lane Kiffin, get off Twitter. Actually, stay on. Your tweets are hilarious. Ohio State, quit complaining about Bama getting in over you. You didn't deserve to go either. College football season is over. What's between football and baseball? Winter. Now forced to watch the NBA. And these are my thoughts.
I'm just looking forward to the LeBron discussions because you know that you've been just building a case for the last 6 months. We won't talk about it. We'll just dive into it when the time comes.
Oh, believe me, we're going to dive into it when the time comes.
There's no question.
No
in
questioning
my mind.
That. All right, college football playoff. What we've got is we've got Clemson, we've got Alabama, we've got Georgia, and we've got Oklahoma. You want to pick those games?
I think Georgia will win the Rose Bowl just simply because they are built like an NFL playoff team. You can run the football, you can pass, you've got playmakers on the outside, balanced on offense. Defense is a championship level defense. I think Oklahoma's defense is a big question mark going into the Rose Bowl. Oklahoma is going to score some points. Don't get me wrong. They have a dynamic offense, but they're one dimensional, I think, with the legal issues surrounding their running back out there in Norman right now with all the stuff that's out there in the media.
He gone.
And they're going to be limited in the run game, I think. And Georgia, you got to be multidimensional to beat Georgia on offense. And I just don't think they can sit back in the pocket and throw it 50 times and beat Georgia.
Carolyn, just out of curiosity, what chance do you give Oklahoma over Georgia?
They got about a 40% chance of winning the game.
Okay. And Carolyn, you?
No chance.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to predict the score because I'm in agreement with you. Georgia wins. Georgia wins that game 41-10.
No. Oklahoma's going to score. Georgia wins that game. Georgia probably wins that game 38-31 or 38-35. Oklahoma's going to score now.
Yeah, not that close.
They're going to sling it.
Oklahoma's not going to be able to run the football, therefore making them one-dimensional with Baker Mayfield, and Georgia's going to tee off. And one thing that you can say is Baker Mayfield has not seen a defense that is close to what Georgia's going to present to him on the field. He hasn't seen it. They're very good. They're very good at getting to the passer, very good at creating pressure. Oklahoma's got their leading running back gone for the game. There's no way that he's going to be able. Baker Mayfield's really talented, and I agree with you. He'll move the ball some, then he'll make a play or two. But Georgia's going to be in his ear pretty much every single snap, and that's going to be it.
Pass rush is going to be the key for Georgia, getting pressure on the quarterback, disrupting things, because if he's got time to sit in that pocket and throw, they're going to hit some plays. But you get this, the pass rush is going to be the key for Georgia. I think Georgia's going to be able to run the football and control the clock against Oklahoma. That will set up the play-action pass game. And, you know, Jake Fromm, that's right up his wheelhouse there. So I think Georgia is going to do well on offense. It's just the only thing that worries me about Georgia in this game, Jason, is those corners if you can't get pressure on the running on the quarterback.
The only thing that worries me about Georgia, period, is if they get behind, because Georgia's not built to play from behind. They are built to play in a close football game or play from ahead. They don't have killer receivers on the edges. And Jake Fromm, look, again, Georgia fans, I am a Georgia fan, but at the same time, if it walks like a duck and it talks like a duck, it ain't a cheetah. Jake Fromm has made some throws this season that make you kind of scratch your head as far as why in the world did he throw that football? He'll grow out of that. He'll get better. But right now, he still makes some throws that the Georgia defense has been able to cover up, as well as he's had a lot of interceptions dropped this season as well.
I mean, he's a freshman. He's going to get better and grow. And, you know, he's got a month to get ready for this football game.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying he's not talented. I'm just saying that right now, if you were to hand him the football and say, we're about to throw this thing 50 times, we need you to throw it 50. He's not going to win that game for you.
Let's hope it doesn't come to that. It shouldn't, but we'll see. Alabama and Clemson. Part three in the Sugar Bowl.
There is nobody in the country, Georgia included, that is going to beat Clemson. Remember, again, I'm not the kind of guy to say I told you so, but remember several weeks back I said, Clemson, Georgia, national championship game, and I gave you the scenario on how it would happen.
Clemson's good, but they lost to Syracuse.
With Kelly Bryant hurt. We could do that all day. Okay. We could.
They can be beat.
Are they the best team in the country?
Currently, yes.
All right. Can Alabama beat them? I say no.
I know Alabama can beat them.
With what pass rush? With what front seven?
They got a month to get those linebackers well. This is going to be a good game. I mean, Clemson is not blowing Alabama out. Let's don't come in here talking about some 41-10 stuff with Clemson.
No, that game will be closer.
Okay. That's going to be a good game.
I'll go 38-17 on that game.
I'm not going to lie to you as a football fan. I'll be honest. Alabama's the last team that I wanted to see get in the playoff. Did not want to see Alabama in the playoff.
I would have rather seen Central Florida.
Did not want to see Alabama get in this playoff.
Or Memphis.
Wanted Ohio State. Wanted USC. Wanted Wisconsin. TCU just did not want Alabama to get in this playoff. And you'll see why in about a month.
You're right. it will be a closer game than 41-10. I'll go 38-17 Clemson. Alabama, look. Listen to what I'm about to say.
Okay.
Alabama is not as good as we give them credit for based on what they have done in the past few years. They are a good football team. They are. Are they among the top four teams as far as talent-wise? Sure they are. Are they nearly as good as Clemson? Not a snowball's chance. Are they better than Oklahoma? Yes. Are they better than Georgia? Nope.
We're going to find out.
Yes, we will. Clemson wins that game 38-17.
They may win the game, but they're not going to beat Alabama by 21 points.
I'm telling you, man. Like you,
I keep man.
You are you
go through this.
You are letting Nick Saban write you checks.
Nick Saban's the best coach in football,
which is why his team's in the playoff. But
in
his
football.
Team, you
I'm
can only do so much. Is that you can't
football.
Get out and play. I'm telling you, they're not as good as you think they are. They're not what you think they are.
Okay.
The best private club value in the Southeast. Brunswick Country Club, 4 miles north of the St. Simon's Causeway on Highway 17, an original 1938 Donald Ross design restored by Mark and Davis Love. The best year-round course conditions in the Golden Isles and now offering special membership packages. Contact Dan Hogan for more information or check out BrunswickCountryClub.com. BrunswickCountryClub.com.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
The place to have your custom t-shirts made for your business, church group, reunion, or upcoming event? Coconut Kevs. Banners, yard signs, koozies, and so much more. Specialty advertising products? Coconut Kevs is a full-service ad specialty dealer. Located off of Exit 58 and a half mile east next to Dollar General. Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 8 to noon. So get over to Coconut Kevs or give them a call, 912-832-2141. Or find Coconut Kevs on Facebook.
No more Monday morning quarterbacking. Now you can hear it straight from the coach's mouth. Every Wednesday night this season, head to Nat's Landing at 7:30 as the Knights head coach Brandon Derrick breaks down the week in Knights football. Now you've got it all. Every Wednesday evening, this season, 7:30, live. Nat's Landing, Redfern Village, St. Simons, 638-7378, and let's go Knights!
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine, Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. With the football season over, the all-region team was recently released, and here are the first teamers from Brunswick High and Glenn. Jamarius Stevens, Randon Jernigan, Kane Cruz, Alonzo Brown, DJ Whitfield, Andrew Delaney, Warren McClendon, John Kano, Marlon Taylor, George Mincy, Jagarian Marcus, Cam Futch, EJ Thomas, David Murray, Marvin Dallas, Aubrey Williams, Patrick Fulton, Tevin Small, and Jack Podlesny. Whew, that's a lot of Pirates and Terrors. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to get your local and regional sports story, thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Southern Sports Talk, spoken here on the Jason Bishop Show.
Again, if you want to get your calls in, we will take them via the Pristine Water landline. This segment is brought to you by Alan Tucker, Fox's Pizza Downtown, Big City Cleaners. This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Your calls can be place to, 912-275-7017. Any of the show can be streamed on demand at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Clemson going to beat Alabama by 21 points.
Yeah.
Oh,
imagine what they do to Georgia.
Clemson.
I think that game would be closer.
I'm a Georgia fan, and there's nothing about Clemson that worries me. There's nothing about Clemson. Georgia's owned Clemson historically. So Georgia's not going to go into that game if they get to them intimidated one bit by what Clemson has done.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
You got to one day you're going to understand history and how history factors into to games that are being played and stuff. Okay?
Games that Georgia played against Clemson in like 1980. Okay, we got a news flash. Newsflash. Herschel Walker isn't walking through that door, and it's not 1982.
Newsflash. Neither is Danny Ford.
I don't know who Danny Ford is.
Well, that's all I need to know about you. If you don't know who Danny Ford is, and I'm wasting my time talking to you about college football.
But the...
You serious? You don't know who Danny Ford is?
I've got no clue.
Wow. Can somebody call in and tell him who Danny Ford is? Facebook Live, Andy Jones, can you tell Jason Bishop who Danny Ford is?
912-275-7017. Is he one of those guys that was in Ocean's 11?
He won Clemson their first national championship in football.
What year was that?
Head coach, 1981. And from 81 to about 1990, Clemson was feared in the college football world, and he put Clemson on the map, and Clemson kind of floundered basically until Dabo got there. And Dabo's bringing them back. He's reached heights that Danny didn't reach. Mount Rushmore coaches at Clemson, Frank Howard, Danny Ford, Dabo Swinney.
I know Dabo Swinney.
Mm-hmm. And when Nick Saban retires from Alabama, guess who the head coach of Alabama is going to be?
Will Muschamp.
You just named him. When Mama calls, phone gets picked up. Just remember that.
So you're saying when and if that Dabo would leave Clemson for Alabama. Am I putting those two puzzle pieces together correctly?
Dabo played at Alabama.
Am I putting the puzzle pieces?
When Nick Saban retires, Alabama will send a truckload of money, an armored truckload of money to get Dabo. And when Mama calls, it's hard to say no to Mama.
We can quit with the coaching dramatics.
Just telling you. Mama called Kirby 2 years, SEC champions. Mama's going to call Dabo when Nick retires. You can bet the house on that. He'll be their first and only guy that they go after. If he says no, then anybody else who gets the Alabama job after Nick Saban retires will be a second, third, whatever choice. Dabo will be the first.
You don't think Alabama would call Jeremy Pruitt?
No, okay. He's going to be in Rocky Top. There's one thing Alabama is not going to do is to hire a retread Tennessee coach to come run their program.
So just to give you a response, what was the guy's name you said I didn't know?
Danny Ford.
Danny Ford. So Andy Jones, again, we are on Facebook Live to our listeners, and you know we interact from time to time. So Andy Jones says, what was his name, Pat Ford?
Danny Ford.
Danny Ford. Andy Jones says he is just a guy that raises cattle in South Carolina, as far as Bishop knows.
Well, that's what he's doing in retirement, yeah.
So he's a cattle raiser.
I mean, he made his money. He's retired. He's a retired football coach.
Never heard of him.
What would you do when you retire? You live on Bishop Island now, man. You sit back and watch all the boats and things come by. Saw you Snapchat a sailboat coming by in the cold weather the other day.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
I mean, they may be getting ready for the what's that cup that you race the yachts and stuff in? I forgot. I don't even remember. Ted Turner won it a couple of times.
Is that the Ryder Cup?
They're going to kick us off the show, man. They're going to kick us off the show. We got a host that doesn't know who Danny Ford is. And then we're going to have yachters start calling in here and say, man, you have insulted us. We'll never listen to the Jason Bishop Show ever again.
Well,
yeah.
We started with no one listening to begin with, so okay.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Alabama should not – I didn't want Alabama to get in the playoff, Jason. I'll be honest with you. With a month to get ready, I think Nick Saban, like I said, is the best coach in football. I was hoping Ohio State was going to be that fourth team. I thought Ohio State or USC deserved a four slot because they won their conference, to be honest with you.
You know who I'd have put in it for?
Who?
Central Florida.
Okay.
I'd have said to Central Florida. Because, look, here's why. Stay with me.
Okay, I'm listening.
If you put Central Florida in as at four, no one, including Kip Branch, as bad as he is at picking college football games, no one, including Kip Branch, would pick Central Florida in that game, correct?
I wouldn't even have picked them in the top 10.
Okay. So, moving forward beyond that, would you even say that Clemson would be expected to blow out Central Florida in that game? Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay. So, if you're Central Florida, you're being told by the committee, look,
you suck.
We're going to give you a shot, but we expect that Clemson's going to blow you out. So you're playing with house money.
Yeah, they beat when their what was their conference game? I thought I was watching March Madness when I watched them in the Memphis game last Saturday. What, 62-55?
Right.
Okay. How many points does a Georgia or a Clemson score on Central Florida? 80?
Memphis's offense is really good.
Yeah. You got to have defense to win championships.
Look, all I'm saying is I'd have put in Central Florida. Everyone would have expected Clemson to blow them out. So if they get blown out, it's expected. But if you're Central Florida, even if you – it's a win for your program, even if you lose the game but don't get blown out. Like if you lose that game by 14 points, it's a win for your program.
Can you imagine?
I need to be on the committee.
Can you imagine if Central Florida beats Auburn in the Peach Bowl? And Gus just signed that $7 million deal after losing the SEC championship game. Oh, yeah, we're going to sign you, Gus, to $7 million a year to keep you from going to Arkansas.
He played that very well. By the way, this segment was supposed to be a Falcons-Jags segment. I guess we decided not to do that.
We'll catch up with them later.
We still have Giancarlo Stanton to talk about. The Yankees, we'll talk about that next segment, but the Yankees have landed Giancarlo Stanton 2 weeks after they said they weren't interested in acquiring him, which is okay.
Is Bryce Harper on the market too?
And we'll break down some bowl games. That's coming up later too.
Can you see Bryce Harper swinging in that short porch in right field?
If you are an elite athlete in Glenn County trying to maximize your potential, Advanced Rehabilitation can help. Advanced Rehabilitation offers sports assessments at their Brunswick and St. Simons locations and can help with balance, flexibility, preventing injuries before they occur, and overall athletic performance. All ages and referrals may not be required. Advanced Rehabilitation, 280-9205 in Brunswick, 638-1444 on St. Simons and online at advancedrehab.com.
Son, have her home early.
Yes, sir. Wow, your dad sure is protective.
That's right. Daddy loves me even more than you love your car, if that's possible.
Don't take your car to just anyone, because anybody can change your oil. But Express Lube and Car Wash will give your car the special treatment that it deserves.
Boy, I sure hope you treat me as well as you do your car.
Oh, yeah.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances, with two locations to serve all of Glenn County. Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883, and on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316, or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.com.
Big City Cleaners and Quartz Cleaners have joined forces to make all your dry cleaning needs a reality. Whether you're on the mainland or on St. Simon's, they have you covered and have been doing this for almost 60 years combined. Laundry, dry cleaning, fluff fold, alterations, and drive-through service to get you in, out, and back to what you do best. Free delivery to St. Simon's. Big City Cleaners, 24 Midway Square, next to Certified Burgers, 634-8688. And Quartz Cleaners, 6201 Altama Avenue, across from Mike Murphy Kia, 264-3813.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com. Hey, Jason Bishop here, and you know what my favorite pizza place in the Golden Isles is? It's Fox's Pizza in downtown Brunswick. My wife and I go in all the time, and we love it. Here's what we do. We order a large deluxe with pepperoni, Italian sausage, green peppers, and onions, and then a large breadstick smothered in mozzarella cheese. Fox's Pizza, downtown Brunswick. Worth the drive from anywhere. 912-265-4490.
Get back in the game. Here's Jason Bishop and Kip Branch on the Jason Bishop Show.
You know, this show, to this point, knock on wood, has been a lot better than last week's show.
Yeah, I mean, certainly everything seems to be working. You know, the board and the commercials and the sound of the week. Did we do a sound of the week yet? Yeah, we did that.
Yeah, Jeremy Pruitt saying that they're going to coach their kids on how to go to class.
Go to class. Where to sit in the classroom. How to shake somebody's hand. How to look you in the eye. I mean, Jeremy sounds like he's taking over a high school football program.
I mean, in his mind, that's pretty much what he's capable of doing.
I mean, he's inherited a mess in Knoxville, and you know, you got Phil Fulmer in charge now, and Phil's going to get his ship righted up there.
Not with Jeremy Pruitt, he isn't.
He's a gap. He's a stopgap to John Gruden. those ball fans have these Gruden fantasies, man. Groomers, they call them.
Groomers. All right, so we'll take your calls on the Pristine Water landline. 912-275-7017. This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You can stream any of this on demand at thesouthernsportsedition.com 24/7. 912-275-7017. This segment brought to you by Urgent Med One and Urgent Med Plus, Coconut Kev's, Brunswick Country Club, and Georgia Sea Grill.
The Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh, we're going to do that segment now?
8-4. AFC South leaders. Or co-leaders, I can't remember. And they have the Seattle Seahawks coming in tomorrow to Jacksonville. And apparently the Jags are starting to get a little buzz around the country because they got the 4:25 kickoff tomorrow. So the Jags are prime time, basically. They got the, the flex schedule tomorrow, and they got moved from 1 to 4:25. So that's probably going to be a doubleheader game tomorrow, isn't it?
Jags are 8-4, probably. The Jags are 8-4, tied for first in the AFC South with the Tennessee Titans, both 8-4. The Texans are 4-8, and the Colts are 3-9 in the division.
Jags are going to make the playoffs.
Jags are going to win their division.
I seem to remember writing a Jacksonville article earlier this year. For the second year in a row, I drank the Kool-Aid last year, but I wrote an article earlier this year that said they were going to win the AFC South. Have to go back and make sure. I think I did write that.
That's the difference between you and I. I am capable of taking the sugar out of the Kool-Aid when I drink it.
There's a lot of Kool-Aid drinkers around here. That's a popular term today, Kool-Aid. I even put a pit. You remember the big Ben of Kool-Aid Man? You remember we used to run around on the Kool-Aid commercials? I put a picture of that on Facebook last night. I had a feeling the term Kool-Aid was going to come up here today. I just did. You know how you get these feelings and these intuitions on, you know, I knew Jeremy Pruitt, you know, took the Tennessee job. Orange Kool-Aid's being served all throughout Tennessee. Arkansas hired a new coach, Chad Morris. Some of that red Razorback-flavored Kool-Aid's being served all over the state of Arkansas. Gus signed a new $50 million deal, $7 million a year. So some of that blue and orange Kool-Aid's being... No, it's not. Georgia drank all that last week. There's no more orange and blue Kool-Aid left. It got dumped on top of Kirby Smart with the Gatorade bath at the end of the SEC championship game. So there's no Auburn Kool-Aid being drank in the last week. A lot of red and black flavored Kool-Aid being drank, though, right now.
I don't know. Am I supposed to? Because, I mean, that was
a lot.
That was a pretty good.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
A lot of Georgia. I've seen Georgia fans, man, coming out of the woodwork. You know how that works, though. Everybody's welcome to come on board, though.
We'd love to have you here, the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch.
Jaguars, though, good football team. That defense is championship level. They're very, very sound and good on defense. They can rush the passer. They got two corners that can cover. And the only liability I see on this team going into the playoffs is Blake Bortles. They're probably going to have to go quarterback here before too much longer in the draft. But all the other pieces are there. And I like Blake. Maybe he can get this thing rolling in the playoffs. Leonard Fournette, you think he's AFC Rookie of the Year, NFL Rookie of the Year? Got a shot?
Yeah.
He's had a fantastic year. And I think he's the difference on that offense, being able to run the football.
Yep.
Got some good receivers. The pieces are there in Jacksonville. They just... Blake Bortles is the question mark going into the playoffs.
I'm not the type of person to say I told you so. But if I were, I recall coming on this show pre-draft and saying that the Jags needed to go quarterback.
You were calling for Deshaun Watson.
I sure was. And there he was. And the Jags passed on.
I remember that. Yeah. I mean.
So I was right.
I mean, yeah, I remember.
Again,
you were right.
I'll file that in that huge notebook that I have at the
house.
You're
right. They should have went Deshaun Watson. He probably wouldn't have blew his knee out. Jags, you know, good football team. Let's don't fool ourselves. That's a good defense down there. Falcons,
well,
big win.
Before we jump on the Falcons, Jags, they've got three games remaining. Texans, that's 9-4. 49ers, that's 10-4. And then probably for the division, the last game of the year, New Year's Eve, Jags-Titans, probably for the division.
Well, I don't know if they're ready for the Seahawks. Seahawks are starting to click, so I'm thinking 8-5 after tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Then 9-5, 10-5, and then probably that game at Tennessee is for the division championship. Keep in mind that Tennessee came to Jacksonville earlier in the season and blew out the Jags, so I'm not confident the Jags can go on the road and win in Nashville. But I think they'll get a wild card. I say 10-6.
So you're giving the division to the Titans?
As of right now, yeah.
Okay. Up in Atlanta, all the high school football championship games have been moved and postponed, just so you know. And so they're basically being moved to whoever the higher seed is, the games that have been canceled, which are all the games yesterday, most of the games except for two. And then they will not play games this morning. They may play a game or two this afternoon, depending on the weather. But if not, then all the games will be hosted by the higher seed next Friday night. So the only scores that I have to give you are Eagles Landing wins the single-A private 41-3 over Athens. Calhoun wins the AAA championship over Peach County 10-6, but we really shouldn't even be reporting that score because Peach County got hosed.
That's the worst. That might be the worst call that I've seen in a long, long time. That was awful. Absolutely terrible for them kids at Peach County. And there's just no excuse to make to blow a call like that. There's no excuse for it.
It wasn't good. This top three worst calls I've ever seen in my life.
I mean, there's really no excuse for it. You basically, you robbed Peach County of a potential state championship.
Yes, you did.
I mean, it's
potential nothing. You robbed them of a state title.
2 minutes left in the game. They go in and score. Guy catches the ball, receiver. It's out there on social media. He catches the ball on the 3-yard line, makes a football move, takes 2 steps, dives to the end zone, crosses the plane. Ball hits the ground, arm hit the ground, ball pops out. Referee calls incomplete pass.
Not even a fumble. Because, I mean, you know, like, you can make an argument, okay, it's just a bad fumble call. But to call it incomplete?
Incomplete pass. Wow. That's just plain awful.
Yeah, it's awful.
And probably the last state championship game that official ever called.
Yes, it will be. Okay, so the Falcons remaining, the Bucks, the Saints, and the Panthers, they're on the road against the Bucks. They're on the road against the Saints, and then they close at home against the Panthers. That's a tough go to end your season.
They'll beat the Buccaneers. So what's their record? Falcons are what, 7-5?
Falcons are 8-5.
8-5. So 9-5. Falcons could be 9-7, 10-6. They're probably not going to win both of those games between the Panthers and the Saints. They'll probably split those. Could lose both of them.
So you got 9-5 against the Bucks, and then splitting those, so you'll go 10-6. Is that good enough to get them in?
Going to be tight. There's some good records in the NFC.
On the other side of the break, we're going to break down some bowl games for you. Almost kind of like a college pick'em, except that I'm not going to just shatter Kip's confidence like I normally do every Saturday.
That yard getting out of control, or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Greenscapes Landscape and Design is your answer. Pressure washing, irrigation, and full nursery with tons to choose from to make your yard pop. Swing on in to Greenscapes Landscapes and Design at 6743 New Jessup Highway, or give them a ring at 912-602-0954. Greenscapes Landscape and Design, your landscaping solution. That's 912-602-0954.
Yes, we all know pristine water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles, but did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine master roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive.
The home for oysters on St. Simons, Catch 228. Catch 228 now unveils their extended oyster selection from all over the world. Maine, Canada, Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, and more. Also, don't miss Happy Hour, daily specials, Bloody Mary Bar, and an assortment of frozen daiquiris. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village, 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. With the football season over, the all-region team was recently released, and here are the first teamers from Brunswick High and Glenn. Jamarius Stevens, Randon Jernigan, Kane Cruz, Alonzo Brown, DJ Whitfield, Andrew Delaney, Warren McClendon, John Kano, Marlon Taylor, George Mincy, Jagarian Marcus, Cam Futch, EJ Thomas, David Murray, Marvin Dallas, Aubrey Williams, Patrick Fulton, Tevin Small, and Jack Podlesny.
Whew,
that's a lot of pirates and terrors. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to get your local and regional sports story, thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Now, back to Jay Bish and Kip on the Jason Bishop Show.
Dadgummit, they just won't leave that Jay Bish thing alone.
That's you, man. Jay Bish.
This segment brought to you by Nat's Landing, Strike Zone, Pristine Water, Greenscapes, Landscape, and Design. This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You can stream us on demand anytime you want, thesouthernsportsedition.com, and we are streaming live on Facebook Live. Find me or Kip, and you can see our pretty faces. They are pretty.
Yeah. You can see it. You look hard, you can see my waistline, too. Got to do something about that.
Mine's shrunk, man.
I see that.
22 pounds, brother.
Keep it up. Looking good.
Come play racquetball with me.
I've never even played racquetball.
I'll teach you.
I bet you will.
I make the rules very understandable.
I bet you will.
Bowl games. So, we're going to start with the Fiesta Bowl.
Let's start with the Army-Navy game today.
Okay.
Man, I love watching that football game.
Okay.
That is just, to me, that's what sports is all about. Those two, you know, service academies get together every year. Army broke a huge losing streak last year. Might be favored to win the game today. Going to be a great ball game, though. Those two get together, man. It's just fun to watch. I'll pick Army. They're 8-3. You believe Army's like 8-3?
Yeah. Yeah.
Navy 6-5. Both are going to bowl games, though.
Yeah. And again, you just can't resist getting into a pick 'em segment. And
I mean,
you've been
come on,
so
man.
Bad. Why wouldn't you just stay away from it?
Well, service academy. Don't pick service academy game. Let's just hope for a great game.
Okay. Yeah, I think it will be a good game.
I think so, too.
All right. So not picking that game.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to the Fiesta Bowl. Number 11, Washington. Number 9, Penn State. How do you see that, Kip?
I think that's going to be a good football game. I think Washington, you know, they lost those two football games during the season. They're on the West Coast, and you don't see them a whole lot. That's got the potential to be a shootout. That's going to be a good football game. Two good teams that a couple of breaks or two went their way this year. They could be in the playoff.
I saw a stat that the Big Ten has not won a non-conference game against a ranked opponent all year long. That's every team in the Big Ten. None of them have beaten a ranked team outside of the Big Ten. I'll take Washington and I'll take them big. I don't even think that game's close.
Penn State's one of these teams that blew that big lead at Ohio State, okay? Carried over to the next week, and they lost to Michigan State. I think if Penn State would have hung on and beat Ohio State, Penn State would be a playoff team right now.
Number 10, Miami, and number 6, Wisconsin in the Capital One Orange Bowl.
That's like two mules fighting over a turnip. But Wisconsin, man, I tried to watch that game last week, Jason. It just put me to sleep, man. I'll take Miami. They got better athletes. DJ Dallas could have a big game. I'll take the Canes.
All right. In the Outback Bowl, Michigan and South Carolina.
Will Muschamp has done a fantastic job at South Carolina. And I think Carolina's going to win the football game. I don't think Michigan's very good.
In the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl, number 12, USC, and number 7, Auburn.
UCF, you mean?
What did I say?
USC.
USC? UCF.
That's going to be a tricky game to call right there. Does Auburn come in this? Is Auburn motivated to play this game? If a motivated Auburn team shows up to the Peach Bowl, I think they win easily. But I don't think they're going to come in excited about being at the Peach Bowl, but Central Florida is going to be excited about being there. That's going to be a good football game, and Auburn's going to have to outscore these people because they're going to sling it all over the lot. I say Auburn in a 42-38 kind of game.
I think that you're giving UCF way too much credit. Again, you know, I want to come back to...
If Auburn's motivated, UCF won't move to football that much, but...
Well, you're playing the non-motivation card.
I just don't know if they want to be there or not. I mean, you go from being beating two number one teams in November to losing an SEC championship game and going to the Peach Bowl. Mm-hmm. That's a roller coaster, man.
You still have four elite defensive linemen.
They're good.
They're very good. And I don't think the UCF offensive line has seen anything like that all year. Actually, I know they haven't.
No. I mean, they play in Memphis twice and all these teams. Auburn should handle them, but Auburn's one of these teams historically like Georgia that plays up or down to the level of their competition.
14 Notre Dame, 17 LSU, Citrus Bowl.
I just don't think Notre Dame's a very good football team. I'll take LSU.
I don't think LSU's a good football team. Remember, they lost to Troy this season. Notre Dame didn't lose a game like that. I will take the Fighting Irish in that game.
Okay.
Oklahoma, Georgia.
I think Georgia comes out, if they can run the football and set up the play-action passing game, control the clock, they get a pretty good lead going into the fourth quarter, then Oklahoma goes to like a two-minute offense the entire quarter, makes the game a little bit closer than you want. So I'll say Georgia 38-31.
Okay. I don't think that Oklahoma can run the football. Therefore, I think Oklahoma becomes one-dimensional. Georgia is able to tee off and rush the passer at will. Oklahoma has seen nothing like the Georgia defense all year long. Oklahoma's defense has not been good at all, really, all year long. Georgia's going to be able to rush the ball down their throat. That game won't be close. I'm going 38-10 Dogs.
Okay.
Alabama-Clemson.
It's going to be a defensive slobber knocker.
Quick.
Alabama, 21-17.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. Stream the show on demand at SouthernSportsEdition.com. Look for the Jason Bishop Show next week right here and all across the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simon's. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Son, have her home early.
Yes, sir. Wow, your dad sure is protective.
That's right. Daddy loves me, even more than you love your car, if that's possible.
Don't take your car to just anyone, because anybody can change your oil. But Express Lube and Car Wash will give your car the special treatment that it deserves.
Boy, I sure hope you treat me as well as you do your car.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons, drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at GoldenIslesPharmacy.com.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.